In the news this week, MPs are set to debate restricting abortions for Down syndrome. Recovering addicts urge the Scottish Government to rethink its failing drugs policy. And the Baptist Union of Great Britain maintains its stance that ministers cannot marry someone of the same sex. Hello. Abortions for unborn children with Down syndrome could be banned after 24 weeks in England and Wales. It is currently legal to abort an unborn child with Down syndrome up to birth, but an amendment to the Criminal Justice Bill would mean such abortions could not take place past 24 weeks, the same threshold as abortions for most other reasons. MPs are set to debate and vote on the proposal next month. Sir Liam Fox, who will table the amendment, highlighted the discrepancy between the abortion law and equality law.
We have made huge innovative strides in this country with the unanimous passing of the Down Syndrome Act in this House and initiatives such as yours, Mr Speaker, to provide work placements here in the Palace of Westminster for people with Down Syndrome. There is an outstanding issue we have to deal with, however. While the time limit on abortion in the UK is 24 weeks gestation, for Down syndrome, due to an anomaly in the law, it is 40 weeks up to full term, something that many members may not understand. With cross-party support, I will be tabling an amendment to the Criminal Justice Bill to equalise the time limit in line with our disability and equality legislation. Surely we cannot accept in the 21st century that people with Down syndrome are second-class citizens in our country.
It comes as over 100,000 people signed a petition calling on Parliament to lower the abortion limit from 24 to 22 weeks. Supported by a group of MPs, the petition was delivered to Number 10 by parents of children who were born at 22 and 23 weeks gestation. Parliamentarians in Ireland are recommending that the country introduces assisted suicide for terminally ill adults. If the Irish government adopts the proposals, adults deemed to have a terminal condition and less than 6 months to live would be allowed to get help to end their lives. For neurodegenerative conditions, the initial life expectancy threshold would be 12 months. But those who voted against the recommendations outlined the serious dangers of changing the law. The case has not been established, whereas the case against any change is overwhelming. There are no lives not worth living. We recommend that the existing ban on assisted dying be maintained without exceptions. Writing on X, Senator Ronan Mullen said, "We are not islands, but a tangled web of interconnected and vulnerable lives, all of which are worth living. Legislation for assisted dying would endanger the lives and happiness of many people." Recovering drug addicts have urged the Scottish Government to rethink its failing policy on tackling drug addiction. Drugs charity Favour UK called on Holyrood to ditch harm reduction in favour of recovery and rehabilitation, arguing that the current approach is simply not working. The charity's CEO, Anne-Marie Ward, explained that while so-called harm reduction remains the only game in town, a lack of investment in recovery programmes is leaving drug users stuck in a never-ending cycle of addiction. Schemes such as prescribing methadone risk normalising addiction as a seemingly permanent condition, rather than one that can be effectively addressed through recovery. Agreeing with Ward, journalist Susan Dalgetty pointed to the latest figures on drug-related deaths from Police Scotland. In 2023, 1,197 Scots died from the impact of drugs. Fathers, sons, brothers, mothers, daughters, sisters, all dead because of a failure of public policy. And finally, the Baptist Union of Great Britain has maintained its stance that ministers are not allowed to marry someone of the same sex. According to the union's ministerial recognition rules, sex outside of marriage, as defined exclusively as between a man and a woman, is specifically forbidden. LGBT activists had been demanding that the phrase be dropped, but in a statement, the union's council concluded that following a 2-year period of prayerful and careful listening, its rules governing marriage and ministry will remain unchanged. Council members voted by 49-27 that an accredited minister should not themselves be in a same-sex marriage, although individual churches cannot be prevented from hosting same-sex weddings if they choose. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.